Chapter 7 Journey Across the Ice. The next part of the journey north was to travel along a very long river, 45 kilometers of frozen water, which could break under their feet any time. It was very cold, 50 degrees below zero, and for 6 days the men and dogs walked along the dangerous ice. Perrault walked a short distance in front of them, holding a long pole in both hands across his body. Several times the ice broke under him, and he fell into the icy water. Each time he was saved by the long pole. When he fell into the water, the pole fell across the hole made by his body. Then he used it to climb, wet and cold, out of the water. Each time this happened, he had to make a fire immediately and dry his clothes before they froze on him and he died of cold. Perrault was very strong and brave. Nothing, wild dogs, illness, or storms, stopped him from doing his work, and this was the reason he had the job of a courier. Every day, from morning to night, he led the sled team. Once, the ice broke under the sled, and it fell into the water, taking Dave and Buck with it. They were half frozen and almost dead before the men pulled them out. Afterwards, Perrault lit a fire and said, "Now run round the fire until you get warm." The journey seemed endless, but the sled team didn't stop. At one point, they were walking along the frozen river with high rock walls on both sides of them. Suddenly, the ice broke both in front of them and behind them. "The only way we can go is up the rock wall," Perrault said. "I'll climb the wall first." Perrault climbed the wall and then made a long rope from all the harnesses and ropes from the sled. With this rope, he pulled each of the dogs to the top. Next, he pulled up the sled, then the supplies, and finally, Francois. They walked a short way along the top of the wall, and then they had to find a place to go down and get to the river trail again. They did this using the ropes. First, Francois climbed down to the river trail and waited. Then Perrault tied each dog in turn to the rope and lowered it down to Francois. Next, Perrault lowered the sled and supplies, and finally he climbed down too. All this took a long time, and that day they traveled only half a kilometer. Buck's feet became totally frozen and hurt so much that he couldn't walk anymore. One evening, he didn't even get up to go for his fish. Francois examined Buck's feet. "Your feet are bleeding," he said. "I'll make you some moccasins from the leather of my boots." The moccasins helped Buck a lot, and he wore them every day. One day, Francois forgot to put the moccasins on Buck's feet, and Buck lay on his back with his feet in the air until Francois brought them. Perrault laughed when he saw that. Soon Buck's feet became harder and stronger, and he didn't need the moccasins anymore. At one point, things became too much for Dolly, and she became mad. She started barking loudly and running around the camp in all directions. Saliva was coming out of her mouth, and she was howling like a wolf. Buck and the other dogs were very frightened when they saw her like this. "Dolly is ill. She's got rabies, and she won't get well," Francois said to Perrault. "I'm also afraid that she'll bite the other dogs, and they might become mad too." Francois had no choice. He took his axe, and he killed Dolly.